The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460, right next to the newest building McConnell Foundation purchased, the old police station, as we are, in the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. Carl and Linda Bott. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, the news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great service and an expanded walk-in humidor, the best in the North State, right here in Reading. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, everybody.
Give us a call.
Yeah, and of course, our prayers go to, you know, for so many of us that loved Barbara Bush and her candidness.
The Bush family, yes.
She was very outspoken and candid and
classy.
She was classy. Yeah, though. She was. And to think that, you know, for 72 years... And lovingly, her husband held her hand through the last 24 hours of her life. And, you know, you can just imagine how hard for him. She's been the rock.
They've been married. You know what? I would imagine, and I'm not wishing this by any means, but I would imagine that he will probably join her.
He's been in ailing health.
He has.
The swan song.
I think he will... join her. But they've been together and they've loved each other so much.
Well, let's remember her life.
Yeah, remember her Johnny Cash when it was such a short interval between when June Carter died.
Yeah. Well, there's many like that. We had people across the street
and
within 4 months died of
each other. They feel like their lives could not have been as successful. Many of these, you know, leaders, musicians, the people who have been really done great pieces of work, they didn't have this steadiness of the person that is the mother, is the rock. Can you turn me up just a little bit there, buddy? I'm feeling like my headphones are down. Anyway, so our thoughts and our prayers go out to the Bush family, and I know that it must be very difficult.
The wife of one president, the mother of another.
Amazing.
And as she said, I'm very protective of them. I'd get furious if somebody said anything about her husband. And she said, I'd go insane if they said it about my son.
And then had another son that ran.
Yeah. So.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's talk about the weather. Currently 45 degrees, folks, and our highs will be 63 and our lows are 44. We do have a chance to shower, so you can feel it in the air. It's that precipitation, you know. Wednesday night, our temperature will be, that's today, actually. So tomorrow, across from mostly sunny with high near 75. I don't know. What is this? Like, mostly sunny with a high near 75. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of around 50. And Friday's mostly sunny again, weather highs near 82. Did you hear my voice go up?
Yeah.
82, and can't wait to
know that. You smile when you're doing the news here. You just do. And Linda says, you know, if you smile while you're talking into the microphone, you just sound different. You sound happy.
Well, here's the thing about I like various degrees of weather, and we've had an explosion of various types of weather lately, from hail to rainbows to rain to, I mean, we haven't had snow in Reading, but we've had these like days of, you know, it's chilly, then it's warm, but I really like it. I don't know. It makes me feel more alive, because when you have 115 and it's socked in for a week, there's no place
to
go.
True.
Now we have somewhere to go with this kind of weather.
That's true.
Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veterans do get discounts, 365-3793.
Southwest Airlines. Oh, I'm sorry. What now?
No, I was going to say, did you notice the ceiling?
Oh, it's been painted?
The ceiling in our station, right where we're speaking right now, has been painted black.
What about over there? What's that?
I'm not sure.
Right above.
You
right
probably
above,
didn't notice it before when it was white and water-stained.
Well, no, I'm talking about over there.
There's a space.
There's a space right there. I wonder what that is.
But anyway...
you know what? Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting is just one great painter.
He's been doing a great job.
And you know what? If you're looking for somebody to paint your home or your
one of your offices to a building. Eagle Eye Painting, Dan Scott.
He says his work has exploded. So
yeah, he's, you better call him.
He's like limping in here. He's getting married.
Yeah, he's getting married April 29th, yeah. Just his birthday last, you know, a couple weeks ago. Okay, Southwest Airlines. One of the safest safety records, one of the most continuous safety records in aviation at an accident. They had an engine blow up at 32,000 feet, and it appears that the shrapnel from the engine exploding, it broke the windows out, and a lady was partially sucked out. Two guys pulled her back in, and I'm not sure if this is the one that was
killed. I believe there was two incidents, actually.
Well, no. There was one a day later with a bird strike, but this is the one that exploded. The lady was killed, seven injured, and the pilot, Tammy Jo Schultz, former Navy pilot, 56 years old, lady, landed it safely.
Jennifer Reardon, a mother of two from Albuquerque on a business trip, was sitting next to the smashed window. Terrified passengers desperately scrambled to drag the 43-year-old back inside the Dallas-bound aircraft.
Gee.
Some on board filmed themselves as oxygen masks descended as they said goodbye to their loved ones.
Well, you know what? Because they were going, they did, you know, when you lose pressure like that in the cabin, all the oxygen's going to drop like that. Meanwhile, she's making a really quick descent.
Emergency descent.
So they can get back to the atmosphere and where that you can breathe. And then she lands, like we said, she landed where? She landed in Philadelphia. Is that right? Was that right? She was on her way to, but she was on her way from, they were on their way to Texas.
Dallas bound.
Okay, so it was Dallas bound.
I heard a portion of the audio, and she was a professional.
Very calm.
She scullied it.
Yeah, just very calm, said, we've had pieces of the plane. We've lost pieces of our plane. Now, the engine. But she landed it. But then there was another incident, like the next day.
A 737 took a bird up the engine, and that's always fun.
Yeah, and they landed safely.
So it says here, you're correct, made an emergency landing in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
After warning air traffic control, we have part of the aircraft missing. And then banking executive Reardon was taken to hospital in critical condition, but authorities later said she had died.
Yeah.
National Transportation Safety Board says examination of blown engine showed evidence of metal fatigue.
Oh, okay.
These 737s are old.
So here's what's going to happen. They said metal fatigue. So what's going to happen is they're going to ground these.
Beautiful woman.
Which one?
This is Jennifer Reardon, a woman who was...
Oh, that was killed?
Yeah. And just
but they're going to ground the fleet. Yeah. I bet you they're doing it. If they say it looks like metal fatigue, they're going to have to inspect every one of those engines.
Yeah. These Boeings, some of them have... The 737 is one of the longest-running airframes in aviation history. And has one of the best safety records.
I always felt safe in flying on those things.
Yeah.
And Southwest is just... They're just good. They're a good company, and I've always enjoyed flying with Southwest. You know, even when you get in there, you go, okay, got to fight for your seats.
Turbine engines, especially the new generation of high-bypass turbofans, are subjected to extreme stress. And inspections, but things break. And sometimes they break catastrophically very quickly, and it's very sad. You're never going to reach 100%.
No. Well, you know what, though? There has not been a casualty in the United States, you know, from an airline crash in years. You know, and I'm not talking small airlines. But if you take a look at the engine on this, and Linda's running up some photos right now of them. I mean, this thing is shredded, and it's blown up on the side of the plane. Anyway, it's extraordinary.
Turned at 11,000 RPM.
Was one of the very first Navy pilots, female Navy pilots,
to fly an F-18.
So, and then from she was an instructor, and she joined Southwest in like 1993, I think. So she's been around for a while, and she's flown a lot of these missions. So it's good that you have somebody that can do a Sully. So now you can say they did a Tammy Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number beds, and the Sleep Number company has provided us for the last 4 years some of the most incredible evenings and incredible nights of sleep. And if you know, how much is a good night's sleep worth? I can only tell you is that with our Sleep Number bed, that we can adjust it to the firmness we like, and it makes a difference. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45.
I move it around.
Move it around. But see, you know, and
on a daily basis.
On a daily basis, because you can do that. Because some days feel one way, and some days feel the other. But this is Sleep Number. And right now, Sleep Number has their Sleep ID, their Sleep Number 360 smart beds that adjust to you as you sleep. And they have introductory savings up to $300 plus special financing. Just ask the Sleep Number store for the details. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on over there. Hop on a bed. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you and say, you know what? I want one of these beds. I want to sleep this well for the rest of my life. That's Sleep Number. We're going to take a break, and we're going to return right after these messages.
Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460.
You're running now, the best.
20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, 45 degrees going up to 63 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. In our studios today, Jim Tornello, not Tornillo, but Tornello, and Scott Borg, call sign Cy, are joining us here from the Safari Club International. You know what? It's coming up, guys. Safari Club International.
No, not far away. Just not a little over away. A week.
Yeah, April 28th here. So talk to us about this. Why is the Safari Club International an important organization for people to join?
The simplest definition I've had is what the NRA does for guns, SCI does for hunting.
And you don't have people trying to shut you down all the time.
No, they have at national conventions, yeah. But not here.
Okay, so it's the Safari Club International is a leader in protecting the freedoms to hunt.
Correct.
But it's not just freedoms to hunt, but it's protecting the wildlife environment and wildlife. And people don't understand this.
It's part conservation because you have to keep a balance between animals, predators, and making sure that wildlife continues.
And so our one of the ways to do this, of course, is a fundraiser so that we can continue to buy habitat, keep habitat safe, and provide things like water on habitats and all that. Jim, so what's happening here?
Well, we've got our fundraiser, as Scott said, on April the 28th. It's at the Wind River Event Center, and we'll have dinner, auctions, and drawings. Doors open at 5 to 6:30. We have a reception and games, and then at 6:30, we'll have a dinner and the auctions and drawings. This is going to be a great event. We've got all kinds of stuff to auction off, including hunts and lots of guns. I think we have 34 guns to auction off.
Well, you know what? This is, and I've been to all of the fundraisers. I mean, for the last 9 years, Linda and I go to all the fundraisers. And the thing about this is that the types of firearms you all have there is probably some of the best that you're going to find anywhere. I mean, I'm including the California Deer Association, Rocky Mountain Elk. They're just really, really fine selection of firearms. Not only that, but when we say you can go on, they've got photo safaris to Africa, Argentinian dove hunts, which if you've never done that before, and I haven't, but I understand that that's just a an incredibly full week or 3 or 4 days that you're down there, you know, five-star inns, and then the food is gourmet and all this, and then you hunt. And that's where you actually literally help keep a population of birds, trying to keep it under control, but it could be impossible.
Yeah, and the money that you pay, a lot of that goes into the local economy, whether it's Africa or South America.
Let's discuss a little bit about the tables. If you buy a table, what the price is, do you still have tables available, or are you all sold out?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
So if you buy a table, it's a good deal?
Yes.
Okay, and so what's the cost for a table?
The table is $880. It includes 8 seats, 2 1-in-5 chance drawings for guns, and $880 worth of raffle tickets.
And you've got a really good, for a table sponsor, your gun is a Ruger American with Vortex Crossfire Scope in California of choice.
Yes.
In caliber.
Caliber, sorry.
Put your glasses on, sweetie.
Yeah, I will. I have them on, but see, I'm not really that up on C-A-L to me, but the period means California, not caliber. But thank you for educating me just now. I needed that.
Some of your live auction things are hog hunts, elk hunts, goose, pheasant, more goose. Looks like a smokers, barbecues. Of course, you have your mysterious blind where you have things in there.
Fishing trips.
So you've got everything there. You've got it all. Do I see a bison hunt here?
Yes.
Yes, there is a bison
they
hunt.
They did arrange a bison hunt.
Yeah, they've been looking, and last minute we got one.
Okay, and this is a, by the way, this is a free-ranging bison. This is,
yes,
there's nothing to be, you know, people go, well, you know, they come out of the barn, you know, or something like that.
Oh, God.
And you hit them with a truck. No, these are free-ranging.
You guys
have
would
to,
not
you
be associated with
that.
No,
it wouldn't.
This is
no
what
way.
We like about this organization is that you're not going to see unhumane anything with this association.
Yeah, there's nothing like that. Now, here's the other, you know, but we really have to, other things, $1,000 scholarship to a local student is awarded by SCI. And we had the young man from last year who was a very articulate young man, wants to be into the timber industry.
Mm-hmm.
And as a, remember he was coming in here and
he's
said
great.
He was going to do, they do the studies on the logging. And it takes like 2 years to get a piece of paper through to so you could log. But Native American out of Fall River. Great kid.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Very nice.
Plus, I think you all also have, is every young person that shows up takes home something at the beginning of it.
Fishing kid or a BB gun, something.
They'll take home something there because you want to get the young people introduced. Okay, why should people come?
Exactly. I was going to say, and we'd love to hear from each one of you how you got involved with SCI and what it's meant for you.
Well, mine was a bit interesting. I took my grandson to one of the local fairs, and one of the big things we do is the sensory safari trailer, and of course it's free. He wanted to go through it, and we went through it, and he was rather impressed with what was in the trailer, and I got talking to one of the board of directors, and signed up there on the spot because of what I heard, how they, you know, it's all about ethical hunting and, you know, keeping the sport of hunting alive for the future generations and what have you. And then, interestingly enough, about a week later, Ed came down and said, can you help me on a trailer? I said, I don't know anything about it. You just hardly know me. He said, I know you. And from there, it took off, and I went to the board meetings and now I'm on the board of directors.
I love that. That's great.
And Scott, you've been associated with this a long time also.
Yeah, and I got started many years ago and was involved for a couple of years, and then they had a transition. A whole group of guys decided that they were moving out of the area. So a new group of us took over, and I got involved because just to give back to hunting. I've been hunting for many years, and it's just a way to promote a lot of big game hunting, but there's also duck hunters, fishing trips. But to give back to the industry or to wildlife and watching the conservation as it goes.
And people don't realize that the money from not just the hunting and fishing licenses that go back, that the millions and millions of dollars that go back into the environment to keep ducks, pheasants, deer, bear, all of these, you know, in habitat, so trying to save it. But also the amount of money that goes back when every time you buy a gun, that goes back also into conservation. I mean, we're talking probably hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that would not be there if there was no hunting or fishing. Those are usually the really, really people far out there trying to stop it. But the amount of money that's put back into conservation and, you know, like Ducks Unlimited that saved the wetlands up in Canada, and the amount of work that Safari Club International does, not just in the United States, but over in other countries too, to save habitat, try to protect what is out there, because the biggest threat to animals right now is the encroachment of people into their areas. So you buy areas or you preserve the areas that they're in. I know they put waterers out there, things so it make things easier for the animals. And all this is from like Safari Club International and others. So there's the we're going to have our banquet because Linda and I are members of this, if I can say, and I've been honored to ask to be the MC there, which I've loved doing. And it's going to be the 24th annual banquet for the Reading Regional Chapter. And if you want tickets, you can come on down here. It's not too late to get tickets, I believe. And you can get them by calling Larry McLeod at 474-5075 or Scott here at 221-4650. We have a number of flyers right here in the office down here at 1326 Market Street. Come in, just fill it out, tell them how many you want. You can either come as a table, you can come as a person there, $60 per person, or $90 per couple. That's a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Good seating, a great night. You know, you have an opportunity. You know, sometimes you go to some of these things, and you don't really have an opportunity to get into the bidding or in some of these, you know, some of the raffles and this. You do have a chance as a Park Club International.
Yes, and we also have a sponsor package still available. $350 for two dinner tickets plus $400 worth of raffle tickets. So,
that's a good
and
deal.
And a 1 in 5 sponsor gun ticket.
Yes.
So think about that. You've got a 1 in 5 chance to winning a gun.
Yes.
And these are good guns.
I have to tell you, I'm shamelessly not ashamed. Shamelessly not ashamed. Mm-hmm. That when you're my name is called 3 times.
That's right.
And people started, you know how when you go to events and you have that table, you know, that table that's next to you, and everybody in a table has had their names called 5 times, and you're sitting there with nobody at your table.
You're sitting there with $400 worth of tickets, and you're watching. Like last year, it was one of the members. I don't know if it was you, Scott, but somebody won, like 4.
Yeah.
You know, he hit it. Okay.
Was it you? Oh.
But
it was
6 years prior to that, I hadn't won a gun.
It only evens out.
See, it does because you don't win anything for years, and then boom, all of a sudden you win, and then people remember that.
Right.
Yeah. And then they look at you, and then you go, wait a minute, what about the 6 years before when I bought $1,000 worth of chicken every year? Come on.
It all evens out.
So it evens out.
And that's the reason I'm bringing that up is because, you know, but it's so much fun.
It is.
And
you have a great time there.
It's a great night to just really enjoy.
And you've got a woman's only table, too.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool.
The girls with gun stuff and, you know, just some really fun things. And so we look forward to this event. We encourage you to know more about it.
One more thing.
Sure.
We're offering, SCI of Reading is offering membership for $35. And that gets you special pricing at the SCI annual convention.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be in Reno this coming January on the 9th.
Okay.
So you get special,
which is one of the
prices
biggest
to get into. The,
wow. Yeah, and that is a huge, huge, huge event there in Reno. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jim and Scott, coming here and talking to us today. Jim was here talking, last week on Healing Waters, which was a hugely successful event.
It was indeed.
Wasn't it?
We had a good time. And
it's a wonderful time. You do so much for our community out here, Jim. Thank you so much.
Thank you, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to have to take a break here on KCNR 1460. Coming up, we've got Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor. But first, this portion of the show has been brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy's got the largest privately owned firearms company here in California. Take a look at the things they offer at usgunpro.com and give them a call at 530-999-1822. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hot cars!
And cool April nights.
The North State Signature Event roars back into Reading April 21st through the 29th. See classic cars at Show and Shine throughout the area all week long with the annual Friday Night Cruise down Hilltop Drive on the 27th and the big car show at the Reading Civic on Saturday the 28th. Awards, food, music, dances, why it's more fun than two teens in a rumble seat at the drive-in. Get the whole schedule by visiting CoolAprilNights.com. Shine up your ride, put on your dancing shoes, and be part of Cool April Nights April 21st through the 29th.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's the KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Hey, this is Carl Linda Bott. It is Wednesday, the 18th of April. And guess what? You didn't have to put your taxes in yesterday. It was one of those, I'm just kidding you.
We're just fooling.
But you got to put them in today. Yeah. Got to be in by midnight today. If you
How
haven't done
people?
That,
right.
But that's crazy. People
How
are going
many
crazy.
People that were like sitting there with their scalps hurt? Because they've been pulling their hair with, I don't know, why don't you just go get it done?
You know why it doesn't hurt us?
Because we have the Goins.
Rick and Lori Goins, CPAs. Let me throw that name out to you again. Rick and Lori Goins, CPAs, right here in town. They've been doing our taxes for 10 years since we've been here. And I tell you what, there's nothing we don't worry about it. We don't,
Not going to do
it. You don't, because I tell you what, we've run two businesses through there and all types of stuff. And not one time in 10 years has the IRS.
Knocking on wood, but
there's no reason for them to. They've handled our personal, they've handled our business, they've handled Linda's businesses. I mean, it's the whole thing, and never once. So that, to me, it's like sleep number bed. You kind of sleep better because you have the Goins in your corner, Lori and Rick Goins, CPAs. I'll get their number for you, but look it up. You can find them.
For years, one of the plum assignments was to go to the post office on tax day at 11:30. And cover the chaos. Now, they no longer let you do that. The post office says if you don't have it here by 6 p.m., you're out of luck.
Right. Yeah. And the line.
They used to collect the box at 11:59. And the madness. And I would ask people, why are you putting yourself through this? Oh, it's fun. It was like a gambling thing.
Yeah. It's like Black Friday.
Put the hot dog stand out in front.
Yeah, it's like Black Friday. Hey, I can only share with you, in all the years I sang in nightclubs, April 15th was a weird night. Lots of drinking on April 15th, I can tell you. And people, mixed emotions. Happy to have it done. Happy to have it be finished. But it was just funny. So anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Oh, Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers. Sharon Clark will come see you. If you've got somebody, say, who's been injured in a fall or maybe had surgery, she's going to come over to your house for a complimentary in-home session. She can tell you how she can help, and she'll give you some just straight advice, because that's the way Sharon Clark is with Home Helpers. She started this business 11 years ago, and it's just exploded because of all the great things that Sharon Clark and Home Helpers does. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Or call Home Helpers at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. It's who I would call if Linda needed a little extra help at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, you know, speaking of...
Bob has something to
say. Oh, coincidentally, tomorrow will be Tax Freedom Day. That is the day. Every day you have worked up to tomorrow is what goes to the government. Well, that's Tax Freedom Day.
I thought that that was getting later every year.
It is 3 days earlier this year, thanks to the Trump
Donald cut. Trump. Yeah. Okay. Hey, but speaking of something else that is fun and friendly and happy, and we love doing it,
and we love the people who own it, and they have our
run it.
Devoted respect.
Kevin Kelly.
Good morning.
Holiday Harbor.
Da, 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 da.
The drum roll, please.
You know what? You
oh,
know
my
what?
God.
This is, it's 15 feet.
It's actually 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, 14.
Can you move back a minute? I can't see Kevin.
Okay.
You just kind of move your...
I'm not much to look at.
No, you are. You know? You are. Okay. It's 14 feet from the top. So the phones have rung off the hook, and you're telling people, just don't even bother calling us anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but
we're all booked.
We've got a reservation for the whole summer.
Yeah, we're all booked, and the show's over. I'll see you guys later.
All right. Thanks a lot.
What's this year? What's it like when you, first question, opening day?
We're renting boats now. We probably have about, I think last count, we have 10 or 12 boats going out this weekend. Big weekend.
Well, it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Oh, it's, what, it'll 85 degrees or something?
It's going to be
absolutely
weekend.
Gorgeous.
Mm.
Yeah. So we're renting boats now. The phone's ringing off the wall. We couldn't be happier.
Well, any year that you have, well, I remember we've gone through several years where the water was down a little bit.
Yeah.
Say like 100 feet.
Yeah.
Had to push the dock way.
And then that year, last year, when it rained so much, and it was almost like a miracle.
It's like hallelujah.
The way how the lake came back, how the lake comes back like that. And then another year, two in a row, where people know that if you go to Lake Shasta, it's just going to be great.
And Holiday Harbor, you guys, okay, because last year.
You guys.
Well, let's talk to you a little bit, because we can just go on and on and on about our experience last year. It was just a blast.
Yeah.
I can see why people make this annual trek from all over the world. So tell us what's transpired this year. What's happening at Holiday Harbor?
Well, as you know, the lake's up. We're in our restoration maintenance mode. We're trying to get all of our boats, back up to par and getting those back on the lake and getting them painted and getting them clean and getting them ready to go. And, you know, we're just ongoing maintenance and repairs on a daily basis.
Well, your boats are absolutely... Now, I can just talk about the 12 we've been on, so I can't talk about the rest of them. But the 12 we've been on, that they've been... Everything's worked. Everything has worked. They've been incredibly clean. Once you get it out on the lake, everything works.
Mm-hmm.
The screen door comes off if you run into it, and it doesn't hurt you that much. But if you run into it, it pops right off. But then it pops right back on again. Right, hon?
They're so clear. It's very sick. Can I tell you that these boats are really... When you think about how many people use these boats, I just have to... Of all the people who use these boats, they're so sanitary. They're so clean. You know the toilets and the showers, it's like... It's almost like they're new.
Yeah.
So I just have to say that, because you would think, okay, a family had just been on this boat, and you know that there was partying. Yeah. It's just you walk in and you feel like I'm the first person in this boat. That's great.
Well, anyway, we have an incredible staff that goes through and quality control folks that kind of just triple check everything. And so, you know, if it's not right, they send it back to the beginning of the line again.
Well, the other thing I hear is I hear when I talk to people is that if they don't, Kevin Kelly is going to climb up on their back, and they have to carry you around for a day and a half while you yell at them.
He's the sergeant,
because
right?
They said there isn't anything. I was kidding about that, because every one of them loves you. But they said that you know every job there. They said there isn't a job that you haven't done at Holiday Harbor.
You're making me feel old now.
Because you started a long time ago.
I started a long time ago when I was 14. Yeah. So been there right this year will be 40 years.
Wow.
Well, you run the show, and there's a lot of guys there have been there a long time.
Yeah.
And so when you have it running smoothly and as well and as respected as you are, This is what we see. This is what's lovely to see, is because these guys respect you, and there has to be a good leader, and you're all business. When you're there, you're ready to, like, come on, we got these things to do. And I think these guys perform at, they're high-functioning performers.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we treat them like people. You know, I've heard horror stories of other businesses that just treat their employees horrible. We try to treat them with respect, and, you know, and just try to treat them like regular people.
We're here with Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about several things. Is to rent a houseboat, and you know what you need to be do. The times. I mean, people rent it for a week or a weekend. The different kinds of boats that you have out there, because you know my favorite is the patio boat.
Oh yeah,
and but Linda loves a houseboat, and you know, and it's great. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But all the things that people need to know, because some people are probably they have a little bit of fear, not fear, but trepidation is probably the right word. They've never taken a houseboat out. And they see this big object, and they think it's going to be very difficult. And I'd like you to walk people through that, to, you know, so that people realize that you can go out there, and you don't have to have experience. You just have to have some common sense, and you're going to have a great time. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is where we go to buy Linda's baubles
and watches fixed,
and watches fixed and jewelry. And they can design it, build it, bring in gems from all over the world. They've got the only watch repairman in Reading is right there at Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Kevin Kelly and Holiday Harbor.
The catch of a lifetime. Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our fortune fishing. Swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Mondays at 8 p.m. Win free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Monday, April 30th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding, Yamaha Sea-Doo. Fortune Fishing. Swipe to win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. 1968.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can sit right up and touch the sky.
When the weather's hot, you got women on your mind.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. The Connor Foundation has just bought the police station right behind us.
That should be interesting.
They're going to do a number of things in there.
So did they say they were going to demolish it, Carl?
Just the station. They're going to try and keep the warehouse because they want to make it a community space with pop-up markets and art opportunities, open-air markets like selling the veggies and all that.
Yeah, farmers market. We saw the artist rendering.
It's going to,
and it looks really incredible.
The Green Door Project.
Yeah.
What's it going to take to keep it from turning into another South City is my question.
What's a South City?
Oh, believe me.
The park. Yeah, they're going to have to have people there 24/7.
They're going to have people there. Because you can lock it up. That's the thing is you can lock everything up there. We're here with Kevin Kelly of Holiday Harbor. And I want to talk a little bit about, because some people have some trepidation about renting a houseboat. You know, see, my favorite boat is the patio boat. It's smaller. It's Linda and I put another person on it or something. And then you've got a bathroom on it, which is unusual for patio boats.
Yeah.
But it's really handy, and you don't have to, well, if you're a guy, it's different. But, if you don't have to run across the lake and all these things. But the houseboats themselves, because people look at them, and they seem to be a little, they're large.
Yeah.
How hard is it to drive a houseboat around?
Very, very easy. We make it real simple for folks that we have our orientation guys that come in and show you about what's going on with the boat and all the systems and the safety features and what you should know in an emergency and things like that. And we don't put any big bells, horns, and whistles on them. It's just real simple to operate. Even my daughter knows how to drive. And she's 12. So it's that easy.
It is. Now the thing is people have some trepidation sometimes about, I'm off to okay on the lake, because it's big. But if I have to bring it back in, there's boats there. But you provide concierge service to get you out and bring you in.
Yeah, we do. I mean, especially for the people that are real nervous and have a lot of anxiety.
The wind could be blowing too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because you have some freeboard there.
Yep. Absolutely. And it's Mother Nature, and Mother Nature, as everybody knows, can turn in minutes.
In a heartbeat. Now, Lake Shasta has got Linda tells us to everybody, your shoreline is equivalent to from here to Los Angeles.
To Los Angeles.
San Francisco Bay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so, 370 miles of shoreline.
370 miles of shoreline.
Yeah. I can just sit here all day and just listen to your houseboating stories. It was just, on the break, that was absolutely hilarious.
Okay, now here's something that doesn't happen for everybody.
Oh, that was just a little bit of it.
Linda and the girls went out on the houseboat, and one of your guys just went along with them.
drove it out there.
And then you found the right place so they could, so you could anchor in.
Oh, my God,
there,
it was so
and
funny.
You anchored them in, for, you drive the stakes in the ground. The other guys follow them around, take them back.
These are four women, and then we want to talk about boating safety. Yeah. But what we did is that we found a cove, and that's where we operated from. So we had the jet ski, and we were able to go out and do that. Then we had the other small craft come, and the guys meet us the next day. But what was wonderful about that experience was here's a chance for you to really unplug.
Yeah.
It was beautiful with the sunset and the sunrise and visiting and getting this quality time that you wouldn't have. And everybody left their spouses at that particular night. The spouses agreed. And we got together and we just stayed up and we talked and talked. And it was, it was like a grown-up slumber party on the lake.
Well, you know what? And the other thing, too, is as we said, you have somebody come in and tell you how to drive the boat, how to captain the boat, everything, how it works and all this. One of the things we want to talk about is boating safety. And, Bob's part of the Coast Guard Auxiliary here, but it's something that you all do also.
Is
try to get into everybody's head.
Yeah.
To put life preservers on kids.
Absolutely. And we order extra life jackets in lieu of, anticipating that some folks are not, forget their life jackets for the youngsters. So, we put them on the youngsters free of charge. I mean, here.
It doesn't cost you anything.
Just leave it on the boat when you folks are done with it. Not a problem.
Yeah, because we want your kids on it because there were a couple of tragedies last year.
Oh yeah.
And it was something. And you can just imagine this, a little one is there, and the next second, it's not, you know.
It can happen easily.
He's not. But if they had that life jacket on, it wouldn't have been a tragedy.
Yeah. Extremely sad. Yeah.
I highly recommend, especially with the phase-in of the California boating card, which is being phased in over a number of years, starting with the youngest folks and then gradually increasing. The state has now certified the Coast Guard's boating safety course called About Boating Safety. It's a one-time shot to get the card, and you're good. And we're working on reciprocity with the state of Oregon.
Yeah, that's cool.
The according to the rules and regulations, the rental companies are exempt from having the boater license. But we get calls every day and say, hey, do we need a license? Well, it's not a mandatory, but we recommend that you do the online course because it's good background. It's good knowledge to have when you're out on the lake, especially for somebody who hasn't operated a boat. You know, so our recommendation over the phone is absolutely take that course. It's great information. It's just one more thing that you can cross off your bucket list, and
another arrow in the quiver there.
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to be more comfortable out in the lake having that knowledge.
Well, I think a lot of families today, have smart TVs. I mean, why not be able to? If the family's going to go on a trip, I think it would be recommended that have your family watch as if you're watching American Idol or something. Do the boating safety thing together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make it a game.
Okay, so. When's the absolutely busiest time?
Oh, Memorial Day weekend. Okay. It's coming up real fast.
Okay, now the other part of that is the when you rent a boat, how old do you have to be?
Our policy is you have to be 25 years of age to rent, just like a rental car.
Okay, rental cars you have to be 25?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Well. So, and then how many of the boats get tied side by side when you go over to, what is it?
Slaughterhouse Island.
Yeah. I have video that you'll not believe.
It's gotten better, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has gotten better.
After that disaster like 4 years ago when they trashed the island.
Exactly. And, the universities are asking for information about the renters. Especially on Mother's Day weekend, the college kids, they're coming from Eugene or whatever. Mm-hmm. They want to know who exactly is renting these boats so they can go to them and say, hey, if you leave your garbage on the shore again, it's lights out for you, pal.
I love it. So they need to they're drawing a hard line because everything about that is wrong.
Yes. Okay. Now on the positive side here in the last few minutes, if you've not been out on the lake, on either a patio boat or a houseboat.
They have lunch out there at the wonderful restaurant.
Your restaurant.
Yeah, we'll be opening Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. The restaurant. Yeah. Well, but Chef Paul.
Great. We had great tacos out there.
Going out there for a couple of days on the lake, and you put up at night on the shoreline. You anchor yourself in there, and it's quiet, and the stars are just magnificent.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous.
And it's cooler on the lake, and if you've not done it, you need to give Holiday Harbor a call and set up a time for this.
Carl and Linda, tell Kevin and the gang out there at Holiday Harbor. It's so clean. It's so wonderful. Great restaurant. Wonderful boats. We can't wait. We're going to take Carl's family's flying in from Tennessee and Albuquerque for Carl's birthday. And we're going to be taking them out for their first Shasta Lake experience. We're so excited for that.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
The grandkids have been out on there with and the last time I saw the jet ski go by, it was the three of them. There was Linda and the two grandkids as they took off, leaving me in the water. And I'm just, next to the houseboat or the patio boat. And I was just kind of there, and I watched them go out of sight. And I could hear them screaming going out of sight. And then I could listen, and I watched them go and across the lake, diagonally to me, going across the street, the lake, hearing them scream all the way across.
It was so much fun. Until
they went out of sight.
It was a wee.
And then I heard the, as they're coming around the corner before I saw them.
Full throttle.
Yeah, here they come around the corner.
It was our voices that were full throttle.
It was their voices.
We were so excited.
I never did once hear the jet ski. No. It was them all screaming. That's and having funny. A great time as they came up. And they were all like,
But anyway, have a wonderful experience.
What's the phone number out there?
It's 238-2383, or we have a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-776-2628.
And your website?
LakeShasta.com.
Whoa, right. That's an easy one. Okay. Hey, Kevin Kelly, Holiday Harbor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great
thank
to
you
see
both.
You.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. And we also thank you for all the times you donate to all the good causes around here.
Yeah.
That needs to be recognized, too.
Thank you so much.
Okay. We come back with Undersheriff Eric McGreeny.
Casey and Arshast, Reading News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's new economic advisor apologizing to U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
A White House official says Larry Kudlow called Haley to apologize after he suggested the U.N. ambassador was suffering from momentary confusion when she announced that new sanctions against Russia were imminent. She fired back at Kudlow, saying, "With all due respect, I don't get confused." On Sunday, Haley said the administration would announce on Monday new sanctions, but no announcement was made.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The meeting went very smoothly and a good relationship was formed. That's President Trump's take on CIA Director Mike Pompeo's recent meeting in North Korea with that country's leader, Kim Jong-un. The former head of U.S. Southern Command, Admiral James Stavridis, surprised that the top secret trip stayed a secret.
How did that not leak? I mean, in this town, you got to be kidding me. So that's pretty amazing, and you got to give full credit to a CIA director. I mean, the guy's still in that seat. I mean, and is a very visible figure.
Abridis on the Salem Radio Network. He figures that the U.S. has a 70% chance of diplomatic success with North Korea. A funeral is planned Saturday in Houston for former First Lady Barbara Bush. She died last evening. The age of 92.
The Bush family had announced Sunday that the former First Lady had decided to decline further medical treatment for health problems and was focused instead on comfort care at home in Houston. Barbara Bush, wife to former President George H.W. Bush and mother to former President George W. Bush, was one of only two First Ladies who was also the mother of a president. The other was Abigail Adams, the wife of John Adams and mother of John Quincy Adams. I'm Mike Rossia.
On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down about 3 points, while the Nasdaq is up 20 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A pay dispute has led to the mass firing of some healthcare workers in Zimbabwe.
The sacking of the more than 10,000 striking nurses was announced by Zimbabwe's Vice President, Constantino Chiwenga, the man who led the military and played a key role in the overthrow of Robert Mugabe. He said the money had been released to pay the nurses, but he said as they'd still not returned to work, the decision to sack them was taken in the interest of saving lives. That seems an extraordinary move by Zimbabwe's government and may simply be a tactic aimed at forcing the nurses back to work.
The BBC's Will Ross. North and South Korea have agreed to allow live TV broadcasts for part of the summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in next week. Moon's office says live coverage will include important moments, such as when the leaders meet for the first time at the border truce village of Panmunjom. News and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs is against privatizing health care for vets.
Dr. Ronny Jackson has served as White House physician since 2013. He's also an active duty Navy admiral. Ahead of his April 25th confirmation hearing, he has been having one-on-one meetings with U.S. senators who will decide if he gets the job as VA secretary. His predecessor, David Shulkin, was reluctant to privatize the VA. Dr. Jackson tells the ranking member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee he, too, is against privatization. He also told the senator he's not discussed the issue with President Trump, who has been floating the idea of allowing veterans more access to private health care. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
It would be a medical first. A French surgeon reports performing a second face transplant on the same patient, now said to be doing well, even spent a recent weekend in Brittany. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Well, me and Linda Bott. That's me. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 18th of April. The news is always brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great walk-in humor. It's been expanded. New products in there, and of course, customer service. And they continue to be an unheralded force in helping people in our community.
Absolutely. Okay, let's go to the weather. It's currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. Tonight we have about 30% chance of showers. Cloudy with a high near 63 today. And Thursday's going to call mostly sunny with a high near 75. A little windy, 7 to 11 miles per hour. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of around 50. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. And Friday night calls for a low of 52. Now, Saturday, coming up with that beautiful weather. Sunny with a high near 84. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. We have some partly cloudy nights with those weekend nights around 54 or 55. So cooling in the evenings. If you look at the weather now, it's 47, so you can imagine what our nights are going to be like around in the 55. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott here, and welcome to the chat pack. We're very excited about having our undersheriff here. I call him Martini. Oop. It's not martini.
It's still a little literally for martini, but it's we can figure out another drink.
It's Magrini. It's Magrini, but I've always really enjoyed your presence because you're just a smiley guy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Try to stay positive.
That's right. Well, you know what?
In this line of work, you have to.
Yeah, but it's not just that. It's this constant battle that you guys are in.
Right.
And I'm not talking about rolling around on the ground punching each other or punching bad guys, even though that does happen. It's the constant battle to try and keep our community safe
mm-hmm.
with your hands tied behind you, with one hand tied behind you. Okay, and that one hand is the jail. I must say that out loud. Even though they just made the announcement,
we did. Very happy.
There's going to be 60 more beds,
and that's just the start.
Okay. Now, let me ask a question, and I don't want to put you on the spot.
Okay.
But I will.
Because it's your show.
Because it's my show, and Tom's not here.
That's right.
Because this is what I'd ask Tom. What took 6 years to do this?
That's a good and a fair question.
And David Kehoe and Larry Lees will be on next week. And I'm going to ask them that question. Why did it take 6 years to come up with this plan that obviously was there already?
And you're half correct in that it's there already. We're having to make modifications, improvements. It's taken several attempts. As you know, we've gotten two different funding sources that we've had to return that money based on operating costs and the board's decision not to fund that. However, we've looked at several different avenues, gotten real intuitive. We've got a great jail captain, Captain Dave Kent, who is
good guy.
Explored every option and looking at some different rules and regulations and different. Title 15 is kind of what governs the jail. Sure. And in looking at that, we found a little, I don't want to call it a loophole, but another avenue that we had to challenge BSCC.
This is based on when the jail was built, right?
Right.
So you were saying you fell under the old.
The old. I think it was 1978 was the old title. So BSCC is Board of State Community Corrections, and they're the governing body for the state that oversees prisons, jails, things of that nature. So in looking at that, he found an avenue where we might be able to add additional beds. We've tried several different attempts to write in letters to BSCC, having the reps up here to look. And basically, we've got several no's, but we haven't given up.
The last thing I heard was a few weeks ago, we thought we had it.
And we got another letter.
And they came back and said,
no. And we kept going. And finally, what it came down to is the showers in the jail. And that's where I don't want to say we've hung up, but that's where we've made the progress.
Mm-hmm.
And based on that, we're going
to
add
a shower per 25 people or something like that.
It says the square footage is one per 25. The showers, I think, is one per 16. I'd have to go back and look at my desk. But based on that, we have to add one additional shower to each pod that we want to increase to 40 beds. We've already brought in the bunks. We have the beds available. So as soon as we get those showers, and as you saw in a press release that came out yesterday from the CAO's office,
mm-hmm.
we're in partnership and we're moving forward. We've already had the developers come in, or the designers, and look at the different pods and where they can put this one additional shower per pod. So
this came out of the sheriff and, of course, the sheriff's office that put all this together then.
Yes, and we've been working with the CAO's office to secure the funding, and the board has already approved it, so we appreciate them working with us on this. And
it was really nice of the board when she handed it to them, put it in her face, that they approve it, huh?
Since
they disapproved the other ones.
And with good reasoning.
You know what, Eric. Okay.
Operational costs.
I don't want you to get into this, but let's just talk about this. You know what? If you want to find funding, you'll find funding.
Right.
And if you go to the people and say, it's going to cost us an additional $2 million a year, Redding, Shasta, Lake Shasta City, Anderson, I bet you can come up with the money. Because here's the plan. We can put 130 people off the street 2 years ago. Okay, and I realize I don't want to put you in a bad position or anything, Eric, not at all. But I'm just telling you how I feel and how 99% of the other people feel,
and
that the money could have been found.
Valid feelings. And
build it, and the money will come. Anyway, just my thoughts. And, of course, who are I and everybody else to be considered wrong, and the Board of Supervisors, three of them, to be considered right?
So.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving right on.
So we've got the 60 beds, and that's a positive. We still have our out-of-county beds. And we have currently...
How many people out of county do we have right now?
As of yesterday, we had 28 out of county. And so we're continuing with that. So the 28 plus the 60 that we're adding...
How much is that a day?
So it depends on the counties.
Mm-hmm.
We're anywhere between $90 and $100. I'll just use those numbers as round numbers to house out of county.
But that's cheaper than it is for here.
It is.
Well, why don't we take our money and combine it with like wherever one of those counties are and build a much bigger jail and just ship our people there.
Yes. Yeah.
Just another thought out of the box there. Just, you know, I'm throwing that out
all
there.
All good thoughts. The building costs of the jails, it's a lot, as you can imagine.
Well, the building cost isn't really, because we can get the money to build it, as we've proven like five times. Probably the sheriff's on the phone right now texting you saying, don't get caught in this, don't get caught in this.
Nope, no texting.
Okay. But it's not the building. And I think everybody understands this. We can get the money to build the jails. We have twice.
Right. It's the operating cost.
It's the operating cost.
Right.
And that's the one where I said, and I firmly believe, that if we'd built it, we could have found that money to do it. Because even if you'd started lower, and mm-hmm. if it's only like 15 or 20, and then build your way up into it once it was built. Because if you're not using 120 beds, you're only using 40 of them.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost you like it would if you had using all of them. That was my idea. Put 20 in there then.
Right.
And build our way up. Let's have a bake sale. A
bake
sale.
That would be a big bake sale. There you go.
A bandit bake sale.
We'd have to get a lot of bakers out there. So we got the 60 beds. We're
that's
also
right. By
moving
the way,
forward.
I do applaud the Board of Supervisors. I'm whacking away at you, but you know, thanks for voting for something that was just obviously common sense.
Yep. And now we're moving forward with here in the near future, hopefully within the next few months, in the design phase for when the new courthouse is built. So once that new courthouse is built, which has been included in the governor's funding, then we can look at transitioning departments 1 and 2, which are the courthouse is attached to the jail,
mm-hmm.
and we can look at transitioning those into housing units as well, or programming space.
So that would be what, another?
That could potentially add up to maybe another 120 beds. We'd have to look at the design and
say 100 beds. But even then, so that gives us now an extra, but that's not going to be done for what, at least 2 years.
Right. That's going to take some time.
Okay. So in between, can we put them in, can we hang them up like you do like a side of beef in a barn?
I'm not going to go there.
Okay. We're going to take a break. I'm just kidding.
I know you are.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, another way of protecting yourself when you're out in the country. 2539 Larkspur, Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah Bastiani started this business, right around 9 years ago. And they have been a great success. Why? Because of customer service and the amount of and the types of firearms they have, all the accessories, classes on concealed carry, classes on hunter safety. They will meet or beat the big box stores' prices. You got to give them a chance. But I tell you what, they welcome new shooters. Nobody's ever going to talk down to you at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, the only place we buy our firearms is at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or just stop by Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Undersheriff Eric Magrina.
Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the River.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I receive more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and cost of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Love for me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm smiling. Linda says if you smile when you're talking on the microphone, it makes you sound happy and people know it. It's 47 degrees.
You look very happy.
Look, I'm very happy.
Dancing around and everything.
47 degrees out there, going up to 63 today. The rest of the week is just going to be outstanding. Really warm weather because you know what's coming. That's right. Well, it's here. The Red Bluff Roundup.
Oh. That's this weekend, isn't it?
That's this weekend. The slack started today. They're going to a blood drive out there, and it's starting this week. We're going Friday. Friday night, we're going to be out there whooping it up, wearing my cowboy hat. Or maybe I'm just wearing my hat that says, ride a horse, save a cowboy. You know,
it's the largest three-day rodeo in the nation.
In the nation. You've got cowboys coming from all over. This begins the summer. It was the Red Bluff Roundup. Then we roll into the Reading Rodeo and the pancake breakfast.
Cool April Nights in between there.
Cool April Nights is coming. Well, Cool April Nights is around.
Couple weeks.
Yeah, next week I think it's going for that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is next weekend.
It's next weekend for that, for Cool April Nights. It's the starting of the season. Hey, we're here with Undersheriff Eric McGreeny. The answer is, where's Sheriff Pisenko? Sheriff Pisenko has got a personal matter with a friend.
Correct.
That he is supporting.
He went to a quick training, and then he's handling that.
And he's handling that. And we don't want to get into it, but he's helping somebody. And
he is.
Yes. The other thing, too, somebody asked about equal time is retired sheriff's deputy, John Green, will come back on. He'll be back on once a month also as we go through this, as I do with the sheriff, so that we can hear what his ideas are in the sheriff's office. Because I want everybody to hear all the candidates. That's why we've had all the supervisor candidates on. We're having all the city council candidates on. Francie Sullivan, in fact, is on tomorrow at 8 o'clock. But here we're with Undersheriff Eric McGreeny, and we're talking about what's going on here with the new jail, with the new possibilities. Now, somebody said, and I don't know if they're right, that says, yeah, there's money in the governor's budget, but just for the design of it, not the building. But I'm not sure that that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard that. My understanding was it was for the design and build. So,
okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we hope that it's still 2 years away.
Yeah.
Okay.
So on another note.
Yeah. What else is going on here?
So I'd like to thank the community, those that have given their thoughts and prayers and support for, we had our two search and rescue. We had a search and rescue team go over to the coast this weekend to help in recovery efforts for a family that went off the roadway into the river.
You know, that was the strangest thing. Was that kind of a strange thing that
were
missing? Now, I'm not talking about the nine.
Okay.
This is the other one was, did they know it was because they were kind of missing and then they found the car or was it?
No, it was a witnessed, their witness going off. And all so right. The recovery or the search efforts began. They put out a regional mutual aid request. So we were fortunate enough to be able to send over an overhead team member and five of our search and rescue volunteers who are these guys just.
What's an overhead?
An overhead is a deputy. In this case, it was a sheriff sergeant who operates and our Office of Emergency Services and our boating and dive team unit. So he was able to go as kind of this group supervisor, if you will. And we've got just a great pool of search and rescue volunteers that we're able to pull from, and we call them and at a moment's notice. I mean, we got the call Saturday, and we were able to rally up five people right away and send them over.
Is one of them a young lady?
Yes, there is.
We know her. It's
That went over yesterday or this weekend?
This weekend. I'm trying to come up with her name here. Nicole. It's Nicole, I think. Anyway.
So we sent this group over, and unfortunately, two of them were involved in a traffic collision after leaving.
Oh my gosh.
The day of a day of full searching. And
are they okay?
They're doing better. They're doing good. One's still in the hospital down in Santa Rosa.
Oh my gosh.
And one was in the hospital in Willits, and he's now home recovering with his family.
I don't know, I missed that one.
Okay.
I missed that. Oh, that's my gosh, all right, our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, thank you very much. They're doing really good.
A lot of these are volunteers that go out to help.
They are.
And I've done underwater search and recoveries. Mm-hmm. It is not nice.
No.
And especially if they've been there for a while.
Right.
And I've been called in to do that several times in my younger days. But we do have, like you said, we have a lot of volunteers to help in the sheriff's office.
We have a great group here in the North State. These volunteers are good men and women that dedicate their time and take time off work. And they, when we call, they come running. So we really appreciate that and just wanted to say thank you to the community and those that have come on to our Facebook and offer their thoughts. So,
we've talked about the jail and how we're getting 60 new. How soon do you think that'll happen?
I would anticipate with the design going out to bid and getting everything constructed inside the jail by the holidays.
The holidays being
let's call it the end of the year. Yeah,
oh, okay. 4th of July.
Let's call it by the end of the year.
Okay,
be safe.
How much would something like this cost?
That's what we're going to wait and see what it comes back when we go out
Melberg
to bid.
Melberg and Associates
doing the design.
Does that mean we're going to have like a like spas and things like that included and like a little
far
little,
from it?
A little Taj Mahal there.
That would far from it. These are they call them I no pun intended, but they call them casket showers, is I believe the correct terminology. They're just a aluminum tub basically.
Now do. You know, I haven't seen the showers. I haven't seen the showers in the jail for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in there.
Well,
but
we can help you with that.
Well, yeah. No, I've got a little card signed by the sheriff that says I get an extra blankie.
Okay,
that's it. Not get out of jail. But are they individual stalls? Is
they
what I'm
are.
Getting at, as opposed to just being one big open facility there for everybody to.
We have to, again, Title 15, ADA, American Disabilities Act.
Mm-hmm.
So they are individual, and they have a privacy screen. And
okay.
But
wow.
Aside from that, there's not too, it's not very robust.
Not very robust.
Carl and I both remember barracks showers.
But not together. But not together. They're just other times.
I remember 20 of your closest friends.
Well, I understand. Our student sergeant got mad one time, threw all of us in the shower, 47 of us in this one shower, and told us to turn on the cold water, which we did. And he said, just stand there until you get over your, until you guys can get your heads together here. And I'm standing there under the cold water. I've got 3 years of college. I'm standing under the cold water in this place with 47 other guys, all naked, by the way. And I'm going, you know what?
This is a visual I do not need.
There has got
we
to be a better way.
Digressed.
So I turned around.
Carl's going rogue on us.
And so I turned around and I turned on the hot water till it was warm. So it was coming down on me. And I sat there. And the guy next to me is going, he's going to kill us. He's going to kill us. He doesn't know. We'll just sit there. And then I thought, where it couldn't get any worse, he comes in and he says, bends and thrust.
It's
I don't even want you to picture this 47 naked guys trying to do bends and thrust in a shower with cold water pouring on you.
And maintain personal space.
I mean, there is no personal space in this. You just and it only took like a couple
I'm gonna
of minutes.
I'm going to have to take a cold shower
I'm
after
not
this.
Sure before I'm not sure what bends and thrust are.
Bends and thrust, you drop down, you throw your feet out behind you, you do a push-up, and you get back, stand up again. 47 of you in a shower that holds like 15 people. You know what? Some people could have called that torture. We called it boot camp. I'm sorry. Let's just move right on, Eric.
All right.
We're having flashbacks.
That's a visual.
I just thought about that. I think, ooh. Okay.
Visual.
It made me the man that I am today.
Explains a lot.
It explains a whole lot. You try to live with that.
You wonder how I can detach myself from almost anything. There you go, buddy. Just there in a happy place someplace. You know, I'm up there, hunting someplace. Okay. Let's just take a break now. I don't know.
Thank you on that.
You know what else is? I'm not even going to do an ad after that one because people would go,
oh. I will.
Okay.
Alliance Heating and Air. You're going to need to either be heated or air cooled off after that one. serving the North Sea for over 20 years. with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guaranteed 7 days a week. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Go to homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Start saving money now. The Cool April Night Sale is here at Redding Kia.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on 2018 Kia Sorento, highest-ranked midsize SUV in 2017, and 2018 Kia Forte, highest-ranked compact car in 2017.
0% for 75 months. It's just like cash on 2018 Kia Sportage and 2018 Kia Optima. Try zero down on credit approval.
Get huge customer cashback deals on every new Kia and terrific offers on the 51 MPG 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in 2017.
Never pay for an oil change or tire rotation for as long as you own your new Kia. The Cool April Night Sale is here. You're invited.
0% financing for 75 months at $1,333 per thousand finance through KMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving now.
Ends 4/30. For JD Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Start saving money now.
Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this. Well, what would you call this Wednesday? Is it Hump Day? How do you like that? You've been watching The Voice. We watched American Idol. Seeing all this wonderful new talent that's coming up about.
You know, when you say we.
Well, you don't have to, but you know, if you're going to sit next to me.
If I'm gonna see you and I sit next to you, then I watch The Idol. And I'm trying to read.
We watched The Voice. Yeah, that's my number one. Then we watched Idol. But anyway, 8:32 in the morning.
Idol is so passe now. 8:32 in the morning.
Listen to you. Your arms crossed with your little attitude.
He was dancing earlier. Now he's all.
Well, you know, it was a shower scene. It took me back.
Welcome to my world.
You know what? You're pretty lucky so far. I have not reached over one time and smacked you.
Or thrown a piece of paper or a pencil.
A piece of paper or clicked my fingers like 86 times. So, okay.
Anyway, welcome back to the show.
I'm easy to work with.
We're here with McGreeny.
Eric McGreeny, undersheriff. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. This is the spot all the sheriffs and the police go in to get their haircut. Maybe not Eric. You probably go to it like
high and tight.
I do it myself at home.
You do it.
Do you?
I do.
You do.
Cool.
Good job,
you did a great
here.
Job.
Thanks. Yeah.
You could do that as a side job.
But I did go to Cyprus as a kid growing up.
There,
wow.
There you go. And they give discounts for seniors and veterans.
It's Man's,
Man's Last Stronghold. That's where I'm going today. I'm going to get right after work. Not well, right after work, wherever or whatever I say work is, and get my hair cut. All right, enough of that. Eric Magrini, undersheriff. As we explained, if you're just tuning in, Sheriff Pasinko is down in a training evolution, but then is off to help a friend that's going through some really tough physical times.
Right.
And he'll be back in a couple of days, so that's
fun.
Where he is.
Happy to be here filling in for him.
Yeah. We talked about the new jail and how where it's going with that, 60 new beds by the end of the year. That's great.
Yep.
You know, we talk about the amount of people that are doing things. Are we seeing more violence? Is it my imagination?
Oh, I believe so, absolutely.
Are we seeing more violence now than we did before?
Right. We, you know, with the propositions, you know, 4757, we're all familiar with, AB 109. It's just these criminals are getting released at a higher rate. The accountability, as we've all have discussed as part of this whole additional jail bed space, accountability's down, so their respect for law,
is there any
although
respect
it
out there?
Probably wasn't there to begin with, is even worse now. So
do they really? I mean, do they know that if I steal a car, the worst thing that's going to happen to me is I'm not going to go to jail?
Right. Well, we saw in that press release, I think Anderson Police put it out last week, where they chased the guy, and at the end of the chase, he says, hey, he was doing it for fun, and asked the officers if they had a good time. And there's the
fear. Is he in jail?
He's in jail. But the fear is not there. Well, he was booked anyway. I don't know if he's still there.
Well,
but the fear is not there.
Yeah, he was booked. But what about people that, you know, I'm seeing things like the 81-year-old lady. These two thugs come into the house and beat her.
Right.
I mean, did they know her, or did they just kind of just pick her?
I'm assuming it was, I'd hate to think that they knew her and targeted her for that reason, but again, there is no fear.
They're
we have to have yeah. that hammer. We have to have the something to hold over their head. It's like raising kids.
Anything. If you threaten a kid enough but don't do anything, guess what? They're going to laugh in your face, and it's your fault.
They're going to push that envelope as far as they can. They keep taking that step, and unfortunately here in California, we keep taking that step out. And nothing happens. Another step, and at some point that pendulum has to stop swinging, and it's got to come back to neutral.
I thought when things like the 81-year-old lady, and how about this? The lady that's taking her kid from dance class down by the Cascade Theater gets jumped by this guy, takes her purse. They fight her off. Three women.
What
fight
a great
him.
Video.
Is that,
that
did you see
fantastic.
The video?
I did.
Did you see the women on him?
Yes. They were just.
Did they punch him in all this, or did they just fight him for it?
I don't know. It's hard
anyway,
to say. But
then he runs into the the parking structure, picks on an 83-year-old guy because he was old. That's why he did it. And a passerby knocks him down. Or is that what I heard?
Yeah.
And then he
correct.
Ran out to try and steal another car. Now, is this guy in jail?
I don't know his current situation.
Yeah. But this guy is a meth. I'm hearing things like businesses here in town, nice guys you would never think of who it was, has pulled his gun twice in his store in self-defense to get somebody out of there.
But what a great example. The community looking out for each other, being aware of their surroundings.
Yeah. I mean, how cool is that? These women helped each other. Well, it's almost like the Chestnut Street Girls Gang that we have. Linda and
that's
her
that's absolutely right.
I mean, no. I think
this is our property. You don't come around and don't even mess with it.
They confronted people out there and chased them off the street.
So you're not welcome here. Get out.
I mean, no. I mean, they gave
sorry,
him the shoulder.
I'd like to be more neighborly, but when you're walking around.
He gave him the shoulder.
When they're driving through with a bike that looks like it, like they think they stole the bike or they borrowed it from somebody's lawn or backyard. And, you
they
know,
start, and
they're
starting
cruising
to walk
the neighborhood.
And Carl, looking in.
I'd be scared of Linda.
I am scared. No. And she shoots. And she has a concealed carry.
Don't.
And
you okay, let's shoot. Go to the phone.
Jean, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And you guys are, you know, years ago I had a suggestion to help with all of this situation. But I present it again today. You know, we've shipped all of our jobs. We shipped our jobs and stuff out of the country. I said, we need to ship our prisoners down to Mexico. And you put them in a Mexican jail. You know, they love it up here with three hots and a cot.
And
they're nice and warm, and they even get to take showers. I said, you send those guys down to Mexico and let them do a stint down in Mexican jails, and I will tell you, they will clean up their act, not with showers, but they'll get their act cleaned up in order not to have to go back.
Yeah, what says we can ship them? If we can ship them to another county after they've been found guilty, right? Why can't we ship them to Mexico and pay Mexico $25 a day?
I would love to run with Gene's idea.
I love that idea, Gene.
And make it happen. Unfortunately, laws prevent us from doing that. We live in California.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what everybody says. Oh, you can't do that. I said, baloney. You know, let's make it happen.
Let's think
outside the box.
What about this? What about we put them, how about we kind of like put it all up and down Placer, we put these stocks in there. If you catch these guys who are stealing things out, you just put their heads, girls and guys, so it's got to be equal. You put their heads in the stocks and their hands in there. You know, so they and they're out there, and you give them water, but for like 12 hours, people drive by and say nasty things to them, and it just embarrasses them.
Rotten fruit.
I like that one too, but people were going to say, "Oh no, Carl, that's cruel."
That is, that there again. I mean, look at what we're dealing with.
Gene, you're using common sense.
No, there's no punishment. There's no problem with. You know, you're going to commit a crime, and they're going to throw you right out. And they upped that. You know, if you steal something, 900 and something, that's used to be grand theft.
Right.
But not anymore.
And these criminals, they know that. They educate themselves. They know exactly what that limit is, and they're very well versed.
Gene, I really like your idea. You know, you've called in before with it. I just love it. You know, unfortunately, we have the Democrats running the state.
We need to take care of that. People out there, you better start listening up and doing something about this poor state going to hell in a handbasket.
Love it. Love it. Thanks,
Gene. Little fighter there, yeah.
Oh, she's feisty.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Have a good day,
Gene.
You know, but what you're saying is absolutely true, is that if we can't put them in jail, and this has to do with the drug, also with the drugs, you want to get them into drug programs, you know, recovery programs.
Sure.
But you could do it while they were in jail, you know, because you had that over their head, but now... They don't have to go to them. They don't have to show up
right.
for these things.
And there lies a problem. We have many great programs within the jail. Mm-hmm. One of our best programs is the Step Up program, where we work in conjunction with the Good News Rescue Mission, with probation, with Shasta College, mm-hmm. and we're getting them vocational training, and it's proven to be one of the more successful programs. Like you referenced, Carl, you're absolutely right, with the drug courts, things of that nature, there is no – that hammer's not there. There is no – nothing to motivate them to make them have to do these things.
How much of the problem is from, I mean, we don't want to mix up homeless with criminals.
Right.
But sometimes it's difficult with that. I mean, and people think here in Reading that it's worse here than anywhere in the world. And it's not. You see other places that are having hepatitis C epidemics, people getting killed, all these, in all their, in the villages and up into the, just look up and down the West Coast, mm-hmm. and it just is, it's bad. But
the opioid crisis is the...
Yeah.
Is it's significant here. It's nationwide, and I'm a part of a board, a governing mm-hmm. board. It's called No RX Abuse here in Shasta County, mm-hmm. and made up of doctors, pain management, people from the ER, and we've had really good success here so far in the last several years, where we've been working with doctors who might have having higher prescribing practices than others, and meeting with them and talking about different avenues that they can take as far as prescribing and trends and things of that nature. I think that's had a real good impact within the community. That group has also funded the Narcan kits for officers here in Shasta County, both ourselves and Reading Police Department.
If people don't know what that is, tell them what that is.
So it's a nasal application.
An inhaler.
Yeah, like you would maybe for an allergy, you give a squirt in the nose. So if one of our officers or deputies here in Shasta County rolls up on a call, excuse me, where there's someone having a potential opioid overdose, they can apply this one-time application. It's pretty foolproof. You can't over-prescribe it. You could probably bathe in this stuff and not have a problem, and it reverses the effects, and it'll bring them out of that opioid overdose and give it enough time for medical staff to get there and get them transported to the hospital.
And some people think, well, you know, why do that? But there's other people use this on. It could be kids that somehow have gotten into parents' drugs. It could be an officer.
And that's exactly where I was going. We can use it on our canines. And we found that if the dog's sniffing around and, and fentanyl is
yes,
something that's
yes.
really is making an emergence here in the state and is lethal, that if a dog is sniffing and looking for drugs or and they get into that
and snorts it.
And snorts it or inhales,
yeah, inhales it, yeah.
It will help it'll the help dog the too. Dog too. So we've given them to all our canine handlers. Like I said, our deputies have them.
How much does that cost?
It's cost us. The Sheriff's Office, the Reading Police Department, zero.
Right, but a kit like this costs.
Well, the price it was very, very expensive. The prices have come down quite a bit. Where families can now buy them from the pharmacy. I don't know the cost.
But you can get them from the pharmacies then.
Right.
Do you have to be prescribed for that?
I believe that you no longer have to have a prescription for it.
So you can just buy it over the counter. So if somebody,
so if you have a family or loved one
that, which as we know, have a lot of them have problems.
Right. And that's, you know, I've been asked the same thing. These people, they choose this lifestyle. Should they overdose? Why are we out there saving them?
Because, you know what?
Because it's a humane thing to do.
I would do it.
And if it was your family, your loved one, and you would want them to have that opportunity to get clean.
The same reason that if an Al-Qaeda guy shoots one of us and we wound him, we'll save his life.
Right.
Sorry, but that's just the way it is. It's rules of war.
Yep.
That's what you do. You don't want to. And trying to get him blood from the rest of the guys is impossible. But you save his life,
right,
if you can. Same thing with you all. You know what? This guy's overdosed. You're not there to judge. Right now you're saving his life.
And if it is that's their true rock bottom, when they make a turn for the better, then that's a success.
Maybe that's the step.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. Jim, we'll get to you right after this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, head on down to 1845 California Street. It's their newest branch, but they've just bought a new building in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. They're going to be moving their main office right to there because Cornerstone Community Bank is continuing to move forward. Head on down there and find out how they are moving local dreams forward at Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Undersheriff Eric McGreen.
I got a condo in Manhattan.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com, your local choice in credit repair.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hey,
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460-530-605-4567.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Wednesday. How you doing? Okay, yes. It's the final day for taxes. Oh. 8:49 in the morning. We've had some friends, you know, and Sharon Clark will be here with Generations. And she's got a cast out there of wonderful guests that we're going to be on. Dude. Meanwhile, we have just about 10 minutes left, and we've got our sheriff, Under-Sheriff McGreeny with us. I call you.
Eric.
Is it okay to be called McGreeny?
You can call me Eric. No,
okay,
Eric.
All right.
Okay, now.
Is it like tacky to call you by your last name?
No.
I like it.
But he doesn't.
No.
Okay,
Jim.
Anyway, but here's the last day for Eric. Taxes. Remember this.
Hey, let's go to Jim. You're finally in a good place to welcome to the show.
Now,
and do you have a question for our undersheriff?
Yes. I was just wondering here, on the opiates in the drugstores, I heard back east where there was a drugstore, they checked it out, and they had so many pills came through for the amount of people or even in town. And is there anybody checking these drugstores here? Because all they are is local drug distributors for the and to the people.
That's a good point.
Here,
good question, Jim.
That's a good question, Jim. Thanks a lot.
We have what's called in California, it's called the CURES database, and I forget what the acronym stands for, but it's basically it's a system where the doctors go in and they enter in their controlled narcotics that they're prescribing. Mm-hmm. So. We can get in and look at that data to see which doctors, how much they're prescribing, what they're prescribing, and how it correlates to the other doctors in the community. So hopefully that answers your question, Jim. And, yes, we do monitor that.
So you got to make sure that if you see one of the pharmacies here all of a sudden giving out thousands of opiates,
right,
that you go in there and go, what's going on here,
yep,
guys? But it's also up to the pharmacy kind of to go,
right, and
you know what? Hey, there's something weird going on here.
And part of that group that I just referenced earlier, the No RX Abuse, we have the pharmacies included in that. So mm-hmm. We are working with them. We have monthly meetings, and we're looking at all that data and making sure that we're adhering to what needs to be done here for the North State.
Okay, the legalization of marijuana in the city of Redding. I got in an argument with somebody about this yesterday. Not an argument, you know, because I don't argue. The growing marijuana.
His nose just grew, didn't it?
growing marijuana in Shasta County,
mm-hmm.
except for medicinal, which has to be in a greenhouse, is illegal. Is that correct?
Yes.
So there's no growing.
No outdoor grows.
No outdoor grows anywhere. But you can only grow up to six plants or something, four plants?
Right.
And it's got to be it's either the caretaker or the person who's using it. It's got to be on their property.
Yes.
So why are there so many illegal pot places around here growing?
Well, as we've discussed, people don't always comply with the law. And,
so you mean people are doing this to make money?
Shockingly enough, yes.
Shockingly
I believe that's the case.
Enough.
Yeah.
When you see something like this, and Francie Sullivan's going to be on tomorrow, and I'll ask her the same question I asked Julie Winters and Adam McElpain.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you okay something that harms people when they use it? And not that we don't have enough things out there already that are harming us.
I think the city's going to be tackling this issue, is it tonight?
No, that was yesterday. They approved it.
They did.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Okay.
And it's going to be up to 10. It's going to be up to 10 places in town, and it's going to cost. They were talking about from the lady from the 530 place in Shasta Lake, $64,000 in just in permits before you even open the store, not counting any things. But what is that? What did law enforcement think about this? Seriously,
I mean it. My opinion. It's you've heard the term gateway drug. It just invites more crime. So it has a negative impact on our community. I feel, and decision's been made. Wasn't aware of the.
I think they did. I think I heard that.
I lost track of my days. Didn't realize it was Wednesday already.
Yeah. Okay, but if it's a drug, they're saying that they're going to get X amount of dollars so they can put another community service officer out and a code enforcement and all that to make sure it's happening. But does that make a law enforcement job harder when a community okays this?
I believe it does because, like I've mentioned before, it brings in a criminal. Not everybody is doing it for the right reasons, as we just identified. There is a criminal element that's included in that. And it brings that criminal element in, and it makes our job harder.
Does the amount of money from – I'm sure you all have looked at the statistics and looked at the other states. Does the amount of money they make actually – does it actually make money for the state or the city, or do they use a lot of that? Does a lot of it go to the problems that they face?
I know the city of Shasta Lake has said that it's bringing money in. There is a tax base to it. I would not want – our office to be funded on marijuana money. I wouldn't want a deputy's position to be funded with drug money. I disagree with that.
Drug money. Well, you know what? That's what it is. Yep. And it's a class one drug too.
Correct.
And so when I said, well, why don't you, if the reason that they're saying this is, well, it's so prevalent now, then now we can control it if we have this. Yeah. Do you believe that? I'm asking you personally from your experience, and you're not from. And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but can you?
I don't think so. I think it would be very difficult to control.
Because when you tax it up to a certain point, which is what they're going to do, it's going to be like a value-added tax. They're going to tax it, you know, the growth, the production, the transport, the selling of it, and all that. Well, it could make the price so that people will go back to the underground anyway, or the black market. I'm not trying to lead you on like a witness or anything.
Getting in the economist part of it, I don't know how that.
This is the things I've heard, that if you make it too expensive, there's somebody selling it to you on the street.
That's a good point. Very well could. Wow. I don't know.
I have a feeling, I talked to a senior Reading police officer when the original thing was done, and he seemed like, it just seemed like to have taken his wind out of his sails there for a while when the city agreed to do that. What do the officers think about this?
You know, and like I said, for Shasta County, there is no outdoor grows. So, but as far as what this will make for the city of Redding and how this will change things, I guess we'll see how that plays out here in the near future. So,
this is just going to be interesting,
right?
To see, yeah. So I guess that greenhouse we were going to have is just, okay. No greenhouse.
No greenhouse.
Are we going to make free fire? We're going to make it free fire. Wowie. Anyway,
so I know we're running low on time. I wanted to also get in on our recruitment efforts, and we're always hiring, and we are always looking for good qualified people for the jail, working with our correctional deputies. And we've, in our current budget that we've just presented for fiscal year 18-19, several years ago we started a program where we're sponsoring people through the academy.
Right.
So we've taken the great staff that we have working in the jail, the correctional deputies, and these are people that are vetted. We know their work ethic. We know their dependability. And we started with one a year. We went to, then we're paying for two to go to the academy. In this current budget cycle that we've presented, we're budgeting now for four. And so we have two graduating in, they'll be graduating in June. We're sending another two in July. and then hopefully another two in January. So this has been a great program where we're taking good qualified people that are in the jail that have a desire to, right, to transition out and work on the street. But we're always hiring. And so anybody that's interested, we still have a need in the jail. We have a need in every facet of our department,
including on the professional on the road, staff, on the road and all that.
Yeah, street deputies as well. So just want to get a plug out there that if you're interested, please contact our office because it is a great opportunity with the jail expansion that's happening. We want additional people working in our jails.
If you got a clean record, you're not using drugs.
Absolutely.
That you're looking for an honorable profession.
Yep.
And that if you're worried about the cost of going through the academy,
yeah, this is another opportunity, it's a just great stepping stone.
Who do they call on something like this, Eric?
They can call our office 245-6025, and that'll get them to the right person. And we have continuous recruitment, so as soon as we get enough qualified or interested people, mm-hmm, we put together a testing, and that testing is an oral interview, is a physical agility test, and all this can be found online.
Right.
And I would encourage people who are interested to come contact us. They can take a tour of the jail and look at the environment that they might be working in or interested in working in.
What about the age limits and all these kind of things?
We tried to, and 21 is okay, kind of where we're looking at for the age of.
Do you have to have a college degree?
No, you do not.
Okay.
High school diploma, GED equivalent.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate you being with us.
Yeah, we're pushing the limit.
The undersheriff and Bob Alonji once again at the helm. Carl and Linda Bott here. Thank you for joining us here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on this Wednesday. And
right after us is Sharon Clark and Generations, and tomorrow, Francie Sullivan.
Just remember, it's the good guy.